This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place that you have eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. We're at 814 Elm Street. If you haven't eaten lunch yet, you can plan to come and have lunch with Food for Thought with Carol and Jeannie. So come on down and welcome to the show.
Yes, hello.
Isn't there a lot of commotion
there
going on?
There's so much happening today. The energy is palpable.
It is. It's exciting. The green room has like a few people in there.
Yes, and a banquet just about.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be cool. We have a great show for you today.
We absolutely do. We are going to be talking to Sean and Chris from Blue Aqua, yes. First hour.
And then they are unpacking all kinds of food in there. And wait, listeners, wait till you hear what they're bringing. But if you want to come down to the Beacon Building, you can come and even have some samples and have some tastes.
And here's the teaser. You know that the food and the chef and all of that is going to be absolutely amazingly wonderful when they unpack the ice cubes, and that causes us to go. So there are a room of five adults going, how did you make those ice cubes? I mean, I could just go, well, you take water, you freeze it. But I mean, these ice cubes are amazing. They don't even look real. They are perfectly square. Like movie set ice cubes or like soap operas from the 70s.
I thought
ice
it was
cubes.
A prop.
Yeah, I know. They don't look real. They're amazing. So when even the ice cubes cause conversation, you're in for a treat.
That's right. It's true. And what was I going to say?
I don't know. But a little later on, we're also going to talk to Doug.
Doug
and
Rose.
He has a last name. Thank you.
Rose.
It's not Doug the salsa guy, but that's what I think of when I'm seeing this Doug. And we're going to be talking salsa and all kinds of
yes,
good stuff from Doug Rose.
Fresh homemade salsa. So yes, it should be pretty good.
I also want to definitely thank our sponsors for making this show possible. Express Jewelry Center at 44 South Main Street in Concord. ExpressJewelryNH.com. Precision Repair and Sales. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company. Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry, open 24/7, voted one of the top 10 diners in the country by USA Today. And Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester for top quality foods made fresh. And New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, as well as Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. So thank you to those folks for sure. Yes. You know, it's very interesting because, you know, as we get ready to do the show, you know, each day is a little different. And each day, of course, in a person's life is a little different. You have a different start to the morning and things that are happening. And by the time we come together, it's just, you know, you look for those little signs about how things are going to go. I rush in kind of disheveled, grabbing Advil and an iced coffee with espresso. Carol sails in looking wonderful with a water and like an almond bar or something, some sort of healthy.
It's my protein bar.
Oh, okay. Wow. Just as bad. So I think we're probably at different levels of today.
Well,
yeah.
I know. See, Jeannie, you know, we chat, obviously, the first 10 minutes or so of the show, and I told her today, I said, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Which was not the normal greeting,
no,
I guess.
No, it's not the normal greeting. But I worked out this morning.
Yay.
Went to Integrity Health.
Yep.
Michelle, my friend, joined today.
Yay!
So she was there, Michelle. As well, and Rocco even showed up to see
her. He did, to make sure you guys all were going to be in place.
Oh,
yeah.
It was funny. Oh, and you know what he did? Okay, so I got there a little bit early because I wanted to get my workout done. I had to take a shower and stuff to, you know, get to work. So
we appreciate
I got there
that
a little bit before Michelle.
Yeah.
But, yes, I was in the middle of my workout, and I'm working out, and Rocco shows up.
Yeah.
And I'm on the treadmill now because what you do, you start with cardio, and then, you know, you do like 10 minutes of cardio, and then you start your machines. Mm-hmm. And there's, let's say, I think there's 10 machines that I do. Well, when you do your reps on one machine, then you go on to the cardio and you do 2 minutes.
Okay.
Then you go to the next machine.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes cardio. So back and forth. Now, I don't like the elliptical because they have an elliptical.
Yeah.
You know, the elliptical is like the
it's
foot
like two,
thing.
Yeah, there's too much going on all at once. Yeah.
I die on that thing.
Yeah.
So I asked the girl when I first got the lesson on all of the machines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now, cardio, does it matter that I do the treadmill or the elliptical? She goes, no. She goes, you can do either one. I'm like, bonus.
Yeah.
Because I like the treadmill.
Sure.
And she said, you really want to, you know, it's 2 minutes, so you want to kind of push yourself.
Yep.
I put the incline up and,
good.
You know, and I'm at 3.5. I'm starting with miles per hour, which,
wonderful.
You know, it's not too bad.
Yep.
So, okay. Rocco shows up.
Oh,
I'm on the treadmill.
He threw you off the treadmill.
He did. He's like, all right, what are you doing right now? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I'm doing my cardio in between my machines. I'm like, leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Like, I'm doing my workout.
Right.
And I was really getting into it.
Yeah. Probably pretty proud of yourself, too.
I was extremely proud of myself. So he said the 2 minutes in between, he doesn't want me doing the treadmill. He wants me doing the elliptical.
Excellent.
Whoa. You just like that, you know, like, come on. So I made a little deal with him, and I said, how about every other I'll do the elliptical?
There you go. It's a good compromise.
And he said it was okay.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But still.
So that worked.
Yes.
But see right here, the benefits. So are you feeling, you look like you're feeling pretty good.
You know what? I feel great.
Good.
I have energy, mm-hmm. and I do. I'm hoping this is just the thing I needed.
Excellent.
So Michelle and I are meeting back there again on Saturday.
Beautiful.
And yeah, so.
See, well, that's perfect testimony right there
to
the benefits.
It is. And okay, today's food quote.
This is
a little funny. It is by John Goodman, Dan Connor, and then it says John Goodman.
Yeah, Dan Connor.
Oh,
he was
got it. Roseanne TV series. This is a quote by him. It says, "Chili represents your three stages of matter." Solid, liquid, and eventually gas.
Oh, that's nice. Excellent. Well, that's a pleasant thought.
But I'm bump.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Okay. The food holiday today?
Yeah.
It's what I usually eat sitting here.
Pistachios?
National Pistachio Day.
Oh, goodness.
And it's also National Chili Day. Oh, my gosh. It's National Personal Chef's Day, too. Do you believe that?
I don't believe that.
That's what it is.
We are so trendy. We are ahead of the trends.
We are.
By like a day.
We are.
Yeah.
Now, this is something, actually, when I was on... Do you have something to say? Because I'm just like, taking over.
You rolled with it. I'm nursing my headache, popping Advil and sucking down espresso. Go ahead.
Well, when I was on the treadmill this morning, I was watching Good Morning America.
That's nauseating. That's a nauseating way to start a sentence.
The TV is right in front of me.
Yes.
So I was watching Good Morning America.
Oh.
And they were I think at this point it was Kelly and Michael.
Yes.
I think it might have been Kelly and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But she says she was talking about this website to go to, and it's called playback.fm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Playback.fm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you plug in the day you were born and the year.
Yeah.
And it's the number one song on the day you were born.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
That is nice. Yeah.
And then you can take it one step further. You can click the button. And then you can find out the number one song on the day you were conceived.
Oh, goodness. That's fantastic. You know, that's the part I don't want to know. It's that thing, you know, you just can't know.
Well, no. I did have to.
You did it, didn't you?
I did do
it.
Oh, goodness. You know, I did. And the number one song on the day that I was born was Deep Purple.
Oh, okay.
By Nino Tempo and April Stevens.
Yeah.
I'm not good with music.
No.
I'm really not. And the day that my parents were probably having some fun to the number one song, Hey Paula.
That's fascinating. That may be a little, I guess it wouldn't, you know, as long as it isolated the month, I guess that could be pretty precise. Who knows?
Who knows?
About that. That was the top song.
I know.
At the time.
I know. But listeners, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building, downtown Manchester, 814 Elm Street. I have a couple more things to say.
Okay, good. You just keep going.
Well, my friend Ray, who runs St. Vincent de Paul here in Manchester, he texted me this morning, and I told him, I said, I will shout it out. So, listeners, we're in Manchester, so the St. Vincent de Paul in Manchester on Wilson Street is in dire need of some kitchen tables, kitchen or dining room tables and chairs. I guess he said he has six families coming in, and they need some tables and chairs, I guess. So if anybody has, like, you know, a couple tables hanging around.
We got a perfect place for them then, right?
You want to donate them over to St. Vincent de Paul, you can give them a call at 627-1412. And he did want me to say that if you there may be an answering machine, because he's in and out all the time with deliveries and stuff. He said to leave a message, and he will call you back. So
nice. Very nice. Yeah, that would be a great feeling.
And I do have more stuff, but we need to get our guests on. Because this is going to be a fun segment.
It is going to be a fun segment.
It is. Okay, you are listening to Food for Thought, and we are going to go on a short break, so stay tuned, and we will be back in with the executive chef and owner of Blue Aqua, located in Amherst, right in the Salzburg Square, and his master bartender, Sean. And wait till you hear what we have. Oh, gosh, you should see them out there. It's going to be very cool. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
Nice music, Andrew. Welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And Andrew just typed to me.
What's that?
He said someone had too much mano fuel this morning.
Yes, for sure, because she's still going, and she's blah, 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 and bubbly, and I just went to set something down and almost fell off my chair. So I'm going to follow your prescription and work out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, see, I worked out today.
I know.
So she's proud of myself.
I know you are.
Let's welcome our guests so that they can talk.
Okay.
Staring at us like, what the hell?
That is what we have the guests on, right?
What are we doing here? Yes, it is. So I'd like to welcome Sean. Oh, my God.
You did it. Okay,
Carol, we have Sean. We do know each other. This is Sean.
I know you more than Carol. I'd like to welcome on Chris Noble. He's the executive chef and owner of Blue Aqua in Amherst at Salzburg Square. And you brought your master bartender with you, Sean. I'm so excited.
That's a loose term if you're calling me a master bartender.
You are, though. I think that you are. Is there such a word as a master bartender?
Sure.
There is, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you consider him a master bartender?
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
I just known him too long.
Well, welcome to Food for Thought, and let's let the listeners know a little bit about Blue Aqua.
Sure. So, I mean, as you said, we're located in Salzburg Square in Amherst. Just a cool little restaurant. I mean, you've been in.
I have been in. Now, for listeners that have not been there, and listeners, if you haven't been there, you know, Daryl and I go there quite frequently. It's, the food is, you know how you were talking about the ice cubes and how perfectly square they are? And
yes.
You know, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Chris did those, because all of his food is made like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just made with such care. And you know, we went to the farmer's dinner one evening, and the food was, it was amazing. I'll even have them, you got to tell people a little bit about that too, because it was
That was actually a really fun night. So Keith heads up the farmer's dinner, which is a great organization as well, that provides these dinners sponsored by farmers, local farmers. So everything that we had that night was from local farms. We also mixed in a little molecular gastronomy that night, which was fun.
So cool. So for people that don't know what that is.
So molecular gastronomy is culinary arts meets food science. So basically playing around with certain foods that have chemical reactions. Sean does the same thing in his drinks. So it's...
So what's an example of a food that has a chemical reaction?
That night?
So that night, we the beet sphere was going to be the one that pops out in your mind the biggest. So remember that ball that was just pure beet juice that explodes into your mouth?
It's a little ball. So
a little ball of beet juice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's a chemical reaction between a sodium and a calcium.
Okay.
And basically it encapsulates the juice. So there's like a thin film around it, and then when you bite into it, it bursts.
It just, wow.
It's amazing.
Really?
It was amazing. And then what about the smoke?
So we infuse a lot with smoke, drinks, and food. That particular night, we did just an essence of smoke. So taste is 60% smell. So if you have that waft of smoke, you actually begin to taste it on your mouth.
Right.
So when you depressed on the dish, a waft of smoke comes up, and then you get that applewood smell while you're eating.
Now, back up a little bit. You just said taste is 60% smell. I never
Correct.
Knew that. Mm-hmm. I never knew that.
Sure.
Because if you think about it, like the thing that every little kid knows, if you have to get something down that you do not like the taste of, you plug your nose.
Yep.
Because it helps a little bit. Because there's some interplay between, your smell and your sense of taste.
It's actually more prevalent in women, too, because as you're nursing your babies, back in the day, your instinct is to basically find out what's spoiled and what's poisoned and whatnot. So women, actually, it's a little bit more distinctive.
Nice. Need to know. Very interesting. Now, farmers' dinners, do you have them regularly at Blue Aqua?
We've had two so far, and I believe this was only their second year in. Keith has come to us and asked us to do some more this year, which obviously we're happy to do.
Definitely. It was so fun.
It was.
It was a really nice night, and they matched wine with the different courses, and it was really good.
Surprisingly, the quality of product, too. I mean, I was putting up some of their proteins against stuff that we have shipped across the United States. So it was really, really impressive.
That is fantastic. If you were to say, this is probably going to be a bit of a challenge, but if you were to give a sentence that really encapsulates what Blue Aqua is for somebody that didn't know, they're coming in from out of town, are you a seafood? Are you a steakhouse? Do you focus on what would be your...
It's New American. I mean, a lot of people come for our tuna and our scallops and our seafood, but I mean, we also do steaks. I mean, right now on the menu, we actually have more steaks and land animals than we do seafood.
Mm.
So, I mean, being wintertime, people tend to go to that direction. But it's just a new American restaurant. We have a little bit of everything for everybody.
And some interesting twists on chemical reactions.
We do. I mean, we're definitely known to have our foodies come in.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Every time I go, I see Susan Laughlin there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like major foodie. I mean, gosh, I love talking with her. And we usually end up sitting next to each other.
Yeah, that's fun. True. Yeah, she's great.
It's fun. It's fun. Talk about your, this is radio, obviously, and listeners are listening. So for people that haven't been there, walk us through the front door and just let them know what they can expect when they walk in and what can they see. Because there's something there that's really...
Okay. So, I mean, you walk through the front door and trust me, a lot of work went into that place. When you walk through the front door to the right, you'll see a giant... I'd say giant. When you say giant bar?
It's big enough.
It's a good size bar. And then a huge fish tank, saltwater fish tank, right in the background. So a lot of people come to just sit at the bar just to watch the fish and watch Sean.
Watch the little monkey behind the bar as well.
Dance. Dance, Sean. So that's like the bar area, which usually fills up pretty quickly. And then to the left is the dining room, pretty modern. You know, white leather chairs, nothing on the walls, no artwork.
It's comfy cozy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
shabby
chic. It's chic, right. It is. It definitely is. Mm. It's nice and, cozy and chic. And before we go to break, because I know you have a couple things that you're going to prepare for us. Actually, you have something right here. Why don't you let
gorgeous.
People know?
So this is our tuna tartare. We have our tuna flown in mostly twice a week. Sometimes once a week, if it's not up to our level, I send it right back. We're very, very, very strict standards on our tuna. People will call ahead just to make sure we have it. Sometimes we do run out. Typically on a Saturday night, towards the end of the night, we will run out. I won't reorder it till Wednesday.
Right.
Because from the auction closes on Sunday. So I won't order it on Monday.
There we go. I mean, so how is this prepared?
This is just raw.
Is this like one of your appetizers?
This is probably our most popular appetizer.
Is this the
tuna tartare nachos? I just didn't bring the
chips.
So
good. Wow. But in the way that you present it, tuna,
it's gorgeous.
So
it is.
It comes with a tomato confit that we make, and then some chips, and it's just an avocado puree. It's our little spin on a nachos. It's probably a very upscale nacho, I would say.
Definitely.
Very upscale. I don't usually get nachos with flower petals on them. I mean, this is beautiful. It's really, we need to take a picture. It's gorgeous.
So just a little wasabi cream and a soy glaze reduction, and that's our tuna tartare.
It's delicious. It really, really is. Are you going to try some of that?
I am.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's too pretty to do. I mean, right now, I don't know if you want to...
We're going to try some. You know what? Yes. We're going to go to break, and we're going to try some tuna tartare from Blue Aqua. They're located in Amherst, right on Route 101, Salzburg Square. And what are your hours, Sean? Chris.
I'm Chris. This is Sean.
I know.
Nice I'm the better you. Looking of the two, by the way. Yeah. Thank you.
Carol, just say, guys. What are your hours, guys?
Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to close. We're going to start lunch pretty soon, probably in the next few weeks.
So like springtime?
Springtime.
Nice. Right. Okay.
The patio will be open.
I haven't sat on the patio
yet. Oh, you should
yet.
See the patio. The patio is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice waterfall.
Nice. It's cool. Nice. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. You still have time to come on down and come and watch the show and come and meet Chris and Sean from Blue Aqua. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
For Thought with Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester, and we are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, downtown Manchester. Come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and come and watch the show. And we have like a special treat today because we have Chris Noble, who is the executive chef of Blue Aqua in Amherst. They're located in Salzburg Square, and you know, if you've never been there to eat, I highly, highly recommend you going. I mean, Daryl and I go probably once a week anyway. Once every two weeks.
I was gonna say,
so.
I see you there at least once. Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Yeah, once a week to 2 weeks. You know, very, very, very good food. It's all fresh and just really good. And Chris has his twist that he does with it. And Sean, you behind the bar, are just. I mean, you know, restaurant owners. You know, we always have to, you know, take. You know, you the employees are the ones that the customers see, and you know it's you either make us or break us, and you know, you certainly compliment Chris, you know, very, very well. I mean, you're a great employee, I can tell that, and you're just so creative with all of your drinks and just your personality behind the bar. And my dad went in. My dad.
I think I'm bartending your sister's wedding.
that wasn't my mother, by the way.
Okay.
Just so you know that, it's her daughter that's getting married. Yes, and. Yeah, he told me that. I'm like, that's awesome. So let's talk about the different kinds of drinks that you do at Blue Aqua and what they can expect behind the bar at Blue Aqua, besides the fish tank.
The fish tank, and then there's this tall, handsome man standing behind the bar. And I do a lot with infusions. We do a lot of molecular. The infusion sometimes takes some time. So I do run out here and there, but... I try to make it as sparingly as possible. We do a lot with wine. The wine pairs well with the food, but I'm also trying to bring in some new beers to pair with the food as well so that everybody's got some options in case you're not a wine person.
It's true. And we had a beer. We had Burt's Better Beers on, and we were talking about, or actually, was it Beer Geeks? I don't remember. We've had a couple of beer people on. But they were talking about beer pairing. And it's fairly new, it seems.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that's just kind of starting to take off. The Cicerone program and just all the different, it was for so long, wine was always considered to be what went with food. And if you were going out fine dining, to ask for a beer was almost taboo.
That's true.
Right.
But now with all the microbreweries and all of the different pairings and all of the things that you can do with it, it's so versatile, and it has become almost the new wine. Not quite, but it's right there.
It's getting
with it.
There. It's trending.
And so when we think, let's stop there for a second. When we're talking, because we have talked about pairings so often. And so really, ideally, what are you looking for? Are you looking for, I mean, is it scientific in that there's a sort of a this, you know, registers on this part of your taste buds, and we want that to go with the same way you're going in food? Or is it really just as simple as trying to complement those two flavors? Or what are you looking for?
I try and complement as best I can. There are certain times and certain foods. Chris is being from New Orleans. Some of his dishes are really spicy, so you need almost a porter or a black IPA, something really heavy to kind of cut into the spice and not be overpowered by that. And then you have things like the tuna tartare nachos, where you want to go with something light, something refreshing, like a wheat beer, like a whole garden, something that has a little citrus to it to complement the fish. And just, it's one of those things. I don't really look at it as a science. A lot I do is science like that, but it's one of those subjective things.
And that you're gesturing to is this glass sculpture here with some sort of liquid in it and a candle underneath. I'm sure you're going to describe it much better than that.
I call it the Irish hookah. So I vaporize your martini or your alcohol so that you get some of the flavor and some of the effects. If you hold it in long enough, you'll get a little fuzzy in the head, but it doesn't metabolize through the liver like drinking the alcohol would. It metabolizes straight through the bloodstream, so it lasts a few seconds at most, but it's kind of a novelty item. It's not something that's going to change the world, but it's just a different way to experience your alcohol.
I just thought of something. Isn't okay. that great for my diet?
Absolutely, because it has no calories.
Now, is this something that you came up with and you're just kind of thinking things through? Or
I'd love to take full credit for this, but it's not my invention. I read about it. A woman from Chicago was over in Finland and was in the saunas. And over there, instead of putting water on the hot rocks, they put vodka in there. And she realized it kind of had an effect on your brain, and she got to taste some of the vodka just sitting in the sauna. So she came home, and her father was a product development engineer, and they came up with what they call the Vapor-tini. And it, you're looking at it right there. It's very beautiful. I make my own because these are hard to clean.
Okay.
So at Blue Aqua, I have my own that I've made through a lot of trial and error because the first one blew up because it wasn't tempered.
Oops. That would be surprising.
Thank God it wasn't in front of the customers.
Yes. Yes, that would be, not a conversation piece that you want.
No, not at all. So, here, try it.
Jeannie, you are going to try that.
No, I'm fuzzy-headed already. You go for it. And then you describe it.
I've done it before because that's why I want you to try it. I've done it before. It's
have
pretty
you?
Interesting. You do it, and I'm just going to let the listeners know exactly what you no, no, you don't want to do that.
Oh, what do I want to do? Let's describe. Okay, what is it I'm supposed to? I am like beyond afraid. I mean, you just put like straws in my hand, and they're fishing into this liquid. I want to blow bubbles. Like,
no, keep it out of the liquid and just inhale slowly. It's warm, so it's. It's not hot. It's not going to burn you.
It's just smoke. It's not, but not even really smoke. I mean, right?
It's just vapors.
Right.
It's alcohol
really
vapor.
Cool.
So inhale.
Inhale. It's going to get rid of your headache.
Absolutely.
It will.
It's the greatest hangover cure ever.
So Jeannie right now is, oh gosh.
Like you could do better than that. Yeah. Come on.
I got the sense of it.
Did you get the sense of
I
it?
I did
just
get
do it
the
one more
sense
time
of
so
it.
I can grab a picture of you.
How about we not? I think Carol needs to try this.
I've done it before. It right
you so have? You gonna... Did you enjoy it?
I did.
It is like a warm. I could get a picture of Carol. So Carol's over here now, and she's. And it is very odd because there's this liquid in the bottom, and you're. What are you doing? She pretended to take a big inhale in, and so it is very different because you get the scent of it's like a warm,
really yeah, you can.
A warm something scent like a it's not even smoky. I don't know how to describe it. You describe it. You
well, it is that what is that called?
That's Art of Age, the root.
Oh.
So it's supposed to be like a root beer flavored liqueur.
It's pretty good. It's actually really good.
Very nice.
I like it.
Good. She looks at, yes. Okay, but she needed that because she was a ball of energy, and now she's just kind of looking at me going, yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That needed
but, you
to
know,
be
Jenny, in your defense, but
that is, yes.
You know, when we were at the bar, the night that he showed me this and had me try it, I was extremely intimidated. Like just as you are right now, I can tell.
Well, it's it fights everything because it's so different looking. Well, it fights everything that you know.
Yes, he's like has this big glass thing, and he's like, here, take a puff of this.
Right. Like, what? I don't smoke.
It can be a little challenging to get everybody to try it at first, but once they've inhaled three or four times, it's a little bit easier to see how it works.
Yeah. I have my whole political career flashing in front of my face in the future, and like, I did not inhale. I mean, how am I going to get past that?
Carol's got pictures of
it now. I needed to
be
careful. I know, it scared me. Yes. So that's very interesting. So do you find a lot of people are wanting to try this, or do they see somebody else at the bar doing it and they're thinking, what on earth is that?
I get a lot of questions when I take it out and light it up, but it's one of those, all of my regulars on Friday nights, it's become, what's going in there tonight?
Wow.
What are we doing? What flavor? And it just gets passed around, for lack of a better term, like, something at a Grateful Dead concert.
Well, I think that's why it's so intimidating. It's just like, okay, this is just so wrong.
It is. When he first brought it out, I was like, oh boy.
No.
Let's talk a little bit about what you the other thing you have sitting in front of you. Like, don't you do infused liquor or vodka or
I do what? A lot of infusions with vodkas. I have Grand Marnier infused with foie gras.
See, they know that's like my favorite. Oh,
yes. Okay, and we have to stop there then, okay, because we have talked about how foie gras is something that you love, Carol. Let's talk, and before we talk about what's in that drink, what is foie gras?
Oh, you want me to take it?
Chris, you have to take it.
Well,
I know what it is, but you're the expert.
So it's a specialty duck or goose, and it's the actual liver. So it is liver, but it's not like irony liver like you would get from like chicken or whatnot. It's very clean. It just melts in your mouth. It's just delicious.
Okay.
It is to die for.
It is.
It really, really is.
And so how is there a typical way that it's prepared?
It is. The reason why it's so good is that the goose or the duck is typically fattened up with extra corn. The old techniques were very cruel, and a lot of people turned away from foie gras. But now with the new techniques, it's actually a naturally occurring thing that geese and duck do in the wintertime. They gorge themselves before winter.
Okay.
So, I mean, it sounds cruel, but it's really not. Like the farmers actually will go out there to feed, and the geese or the ducks will just come running to them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't understand what's cruel. I'm assuming the duck died.
Well, yeah.
Okay. either way.
It used to have bad techniques where they weren't allowed to move around and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
It's not like that anymore.
It's like the veal.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right. So people tend to have shunned away from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things on the menu that, I mean, if you love it, you love it. You know,
yeah.
I really don't make any money on it. But gotcha. It's one of those things that I'm always going to have, you know, whether it's, I mean, I'm not from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've lived all across the United States. And everywhere, I've always had foie gras.
Wow.
It's so good.
And so then to think of, when you say that that's infused in a drink, you've done what to get that to happen?
That's something that Sean, it's called fat stripping. So he's actually stripping the flavors from the actual fat.
Okay.
He did it, I don't know if y'all talked about it, but he did a awesome bacon maple bourbon.
I did taste that. It was delicious.
It was phenomenal.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Wow.
Smoky from the bacon.
Wow.
It was just, we need to actually bring that back, Sean.
Yeah, we can do that.
It sounds like a good wintry thing.
So what else do you have sitting here besides the foie gras?
All right, so the foie gras, and then I went ahead because, you know, I was looking up at the stove they had, and I did bring some pork belly, so I decided to do some pork belly, and then we have our demi-glace.
So this is stuff that you can find at Blue Aqua.
Yep, this is on the menu now. So the foie, the pork belly. Pork belly's pretty popular. The demi-glace that takes us a week to make.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So what is
So basically like a glace de veau. So it's a reduction from veal bones. But we have it, we re-wet it, we reduce it down. That usually takes about 4 days. And then it takes another day and a half to finish it with all the wine and the mirepoix.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. I mean, just for, like, that whole process, just for the sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, it goes back to the level of detail.
Sure. The sauce is the most expensive thing on this plate right now.
Really?
Yes.
That is fascinating.
Yes.
But when you know that they're paying that much attention
to the individual components of whatever dish, and then it comes out looking like it is. I mean, the dish that you just brought out, it's beautiful. It's got flowers and color, and it's just, it's gorgeous. But yeah, I mean, it just goes back to the ice cubes. If your ice cubes are that perfect and you pay that much attention to something like ice, then that level of attention carries through to everything you do.
We try. We have a really great team right now, and everybody really cares. So any individual touches like that people have, you know, just makes the lock work.
It definitely works. And, you know, like you said, you know, the team, it's, you know, that's what it is. That's what it's all about.
It
Everybody
is.
Working
Absolutely.
Together. And
definitely a team environment.
You know, and I have never, ever had anything that was not good at Blue Aqua. I mean, everything. And we've been through the menu, I think, quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Most of it, anyway. We've eaten most of it. It's delicious. It's very, very good. So, listeners, you need to get on out to Blue Aqua. They're located in Salzburg Square in Amherst, right off of 101. And you said you have some outside seating, too, so people can kind of...
Oh, yeah.
With all the
patio.
Snow out there,
right,
we
yeah.
can look forward
it's
to
not,
that.
It's not looking good right now.
Not looking good right now.
Wouldn't be as relaxing as it might be as we go forward.
Yeah. Actually, Carol, last time you came in, you had the crawfish and shrimp etouffee, right?
Daryl had that.
You had some Creole dishes, I remember. Last time you came.
Daryl did.
Right.
He loved it.
Right.
Loved it. Mm-hmm. And he loves that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, it was very, very good. Thank you guys for coming on to Food for Thought. We had a great time. Listeners, you need to get out to Blue Aqua. Get on over there. And if you go, make sure you tell them that Food for Thought sent you. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with Doug's Best Batch Salsa. And I think he's in-house right here. So we'll be right back.